Well, the counter coup d'etat, or whatever it is a distraction to our goal. We should not lose focus of where Mali is today and where we need to take Mali to. The Green Beret, the Red Beret, they are part of the Mali army. We are at a time where we need to unify Mali army to take on the challenges, to take on assailants, to protect the territorial integrity of the country. The army is not for what they're doing right now, and it is a shame. And we are very disheartened to see what's happening. As the president of the Party for Patriotic and Civic Action, we call on, first of all, the president of the Junta, Captain Amadou Aya, be the leader of the army to bring people together as we are working hard with international community and also the political leaders and civil society in Mali to build a just society to restore democracy for the benefit of the people of Mali.
Mr. Samaki, some people have expressed concern that the military seem not to be willing to hand over completely to interim president Diakounda and that ECOWAS should revisit its sanctions on Mali. What is your take on that?
I think that ECOWAS is going way beyond its attribution. They are facilitating this return to constitutional power. They sign an agreement with the Junta to ease the transfer of power from the military to the civilian. They themselves are the one breaking the terms of this agreement. The Junta has followed its end of the agreement. Now, Diakounda, constitutionally, cannot be president of Mali past the 40 days. And though that was agreed on in the accord card that was signed between the Junta and ECOWAS. So I believe that ECOWAS has stepped aside the course a little bit, and I invite them to come on course and work with the people of Mali. We appreciate their help, but we have to work this together. This has to be a Malian solution if we want it to be a lasting solution. So we appreciate their help. I am very thankful personally for the effort that His Excellency Blaise Compaoré, the president of Burkina Faso, has deployed to mediate, to bring the political leaders of Mali, to bring the Junta and the people of Mali together. We don't call this a coup in Mali. It was a mutiny that led to the president signing a resignation. So Mali needs all its partners, but we need to make sure that this is a Malian solution. We cannot make this solution outside of Mali. That would be an imposition. We don't want that. It is not going to be a lasting solution. After the 40 days of Diakounda's interim presidency, then the transition begins. And this transition, the terms of this transition should be defined by the Malian people through a national forum, a national convention, whatever it is. But the people of Mali need to come together and define the terms of how the country should be run during the transition.
So you want to call on ECOWAS to have a hands-off approach and allow Malians to resolve their own problem. How can this be? Because it seems that since the military intervention or mutiny, as you described, things seem not to be going that well.
Well, you know, we should look into what is best for the people of Mali. We should look into the constitution. The constitution of Mali has reached certain limits, but it has never considered, as any other constitutions would not, the transition of power. So the constitution does not stipulate anything regarding the constitution. The constitution, the Article 36 of Mali constitution, says that when there's vacancy of the president's office, the president of the assembly will take over as an interim president for the sole purpose of organizing the elections within 21 to 40 days. That is the constitutional term. Then the ECOWAS went and made an agreement to complete this constitutional limitation with the Junta to make it such that at the end of the 40 days, there will be a convention of the Malian people to agree on the organs that will lead the transitional period. So we should stick to that. It is their own agreement. Why there is a need for them to break that agreement and blame it on somebody else? We love what they're doing. We cannot probably do this without ECOWAS, but we want them also to take into account the Mali aspiration. How can we do this in a longer term, in a lasting solution? Imposing Diakounda, while he's not the accepted leader for the transition, is forcing him because there is no mandate for John Hunda to continue being the president past the 40 days of the constitution.
Mr. Samaki, what does your party propose as the best way forward to resolve the crisis in Mali and to restore constitutional order?
The PACP, along with 14 other political parties, five candidates, have come up with a solution, the most thorough solution any group has proposed in Mali, called Declaration de Sortie de Crise. It's a proposal for getting out of the crisis. What we say to this specific point is that there is a need to organize a convention, but there is a need to put into place a national transitional committee with 30 people, 7 military, 18 political leaders, and 5 civil society. And these 30 people will elect among them the president of the transitional power, excluding any military, be it the junta or any military officials. They will now be eligible to be the president of these 30 people. So they will become the organ that will make law while we're also reaching the constitutional terms of the Assembly of Mali. At that point, when they reach in August the constitutional limit, then these 30 people will legislate, working with the prime minister who has a full power. Now, alongside, we had proposed a different type of government. But today, the prime minister has been nominated. He put together a government. And we, as Malian and our political party, invite Malians to unite behind this prime minister and his government to make sure that we can face our real challenges